Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you guys doing today? Thank you so much for another day of MTC Mental Toughness Conditioning during our morning connection live video chat, our interactive live video chat. I want you guys to chime in. Get on the line on time. I see you guys coming in. You know the time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, every single day. Let me give you your shout-outs at the beginning, and let me respect your time and get into the material as soon as possible so we can get this quick hit of just two guys talking, going through the journey of life together. We're going through different stages. We have different goals, but we're all just two guys going through it together. And I'll tell you this, I love talking about the things that I was challenged with, that I didn't have quite down, that just didn't come to me naturally. The things that, you know, I just was so good at. You know, we all have those things that we're so great at, and we can't even understand why everybody else is having a challenge with those things. Sometimes over this internet world, you have so many people who are amazing at what they do. They're great at what they do. They've been great from the womb, right from the beginning, or they have the right influences, and they don't know any other way. And yes, they are amazing and great for them. Nothing, I do not want to do anything to take away from their success. I want to learn everything I can from them too. The challenge is sometimes is that they can't climb into your mind and understand why you can't figure things out. Look, everything is mental. At some emotional level, some psychological level, you know what to do. You're a smart guy. You've achieved things in other areas of your life. You're smart enough to join me for this morning connection this morning, right? Again, you have references of success. You're not a dummy. So I know some of you guys is challenging your level of confidence because you want to experience more success, more achievement in a certain area of life, and you just can't figure it out. I'm here to tell you that sometimes it's just that small shift that can make all the difference in the world, that small shift, especially over time. So keep at it. I certainly understand. And that's what this morning connection is all about. I love to talk about the things that I sucked at, that I couldn't get. I looked around and I said, wait a second, I'm a smart guy. Wow, why can't I figure it out? That guy, okay, I'll give him his props, you know. He's doing well, good for him. But you know what? I give him his props, give him his respect, but he's not 10 times better than me, smarter than me, harder working than me. Why the hell is he 10 times more successful? It bugged the hell out of me. Maybe you can figure that out. I understand. It's a mindset. It's a shift that I don't quite have. Sometimes those experts just, they can't understand you. They can't understand you, talking about the areas that they're great at. That's why I love to talk about the things that I had to figure out, that I was just as clueless as maybe you are, but you know you have it in it. You know you want to do it because, you know, I may have some years on you. I may have been just plugging away longer while you've been mastering other areas of your life. You know, hey, we're all in this together. While you've been focusing on that, I've been focusing on this, beating myself up, being positive, being negative, everything in between. Being tenacious, gritty, and I found a way. I know the way that you're thinking. I know, and those are the things I like to talk about most. So I tell you, I'm in there with you. Hello, Jim. Hello, York. Netatu. I'm sure I butchered that name, sir. You were the first one giving the shout out. Why don't you phonetically tell me how to pronounce your name so I can get that right before the end of our live broadcast today, or definitely the next time you show up, right? Hello, Steve. Hello, Colton. I'm going to talk about you, Colton. You asked some great questions. You made some great statements that we all can benefit from. Hello, Jeremy and Christian. How are you guys doing today, right? So really enjoy having you here. Again, that's the material that I talk about because I've been in your shoes. At some level, you know, success is continuing to unravel the same organizing principles over and over again. So I may be a little ahead of you in this journey. Hopefully, you know, I am, because why would you be listening to me if I'm behind you, right? Maybe there's something else you can get out of it, right, if we look for it, right, that I'm bold enough, whatever, to do this every single day. Maybe my consistency But, you know, I want to bring you ahead. I want to elevate the group of people that you're exposed to in mindset, in positive outlook, and the things that we eliminate that maybe we should look at a little more closely, and look at the things and focus on things that are benefiting us in our lives, and maybe eliminating those things that aren't. So maybe we'll get some of that and a whole lot more during our just quick burst of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning, right here on this Morning Connection live video chat. Before I really get into this, I want to have you help me wish my beautiful, amazing, just an amazing person, an amazing mother, my wife, Carrie. Today is her birthday. I am so fortunate to be blessed to have her in my life. You know, many of you who have followed my success over the years as a bodybuilder, and you saw that level of dedication. Many of you, and I do these comments all the time, far more than what I accomplished as a bodybuilder, is you've seen me elevate my game. You see me as a happier, more enthusiastic person, whether it's in the pictures or whatever it may be. I mean, you guys have been following me for years, and I've been so available on the internet, right? And you go, wow, that guy has changed. I respect him before. He is a much better version of how he used to be. I've had guys come to me for one-on-one coaching specifically for not what I did with my life in the past, but where I am now, how to get here. And that's another one of those areas, like I said, I was challenged. I was challenged with, and it was not too late to be great. An old guy like me figures out you can too, right? Hello, Jay. That is very true. Thank you so much for wishing my wife, Carrie, a happy birthday. And I just tell you, you know, she'll be watching this within a couple hours. You know, she's sleeping with my two little babies right now, Brooklyn and Jace. And so she gets to watch this in a she gets to, right? You know what it is? She, with everything she does while she's getting the kids ready, whatever, she has this on the downstairs computer, just taking it in, because she gets to hear this stuff over and over again, probably 100 times before I actually present it to you, right? So she always wants to stay abreast of it. When I say, hey, did you hear that? She's so supportive, right? Even though she's heard it 100 times already, she'll listen to it 101 times, just so that she can say, yeah, I did see your Morning Connection. So, honey, I know you're doing that. That's how supportive she is. She sees the big picture. Like I said, I am so happy to have her in my life. And you guys are benefiting, too. I mean, in so many ways, like my heart is filled. My mind is clear. My future is so compelling because I have her in my life. And that just clears the way for me to just deliver. Not just everything that I've learned, just delivered to you passionate, happily, joyfully. Hopefully give you guys some inspiration, because I know I was in that place where I couldn't figure it out. If somebody talked about their wife and happiness, I'd be the guy going, yeah, dude, just wait. Just wait a couple of years. Let's see if you're saying that, you know, a couple of years from now. I get all that. I was that guy for many, many years. Let me just tell you something. That attitude, I can see why you might have references of that, because I definitely did for many years. And it wasn't like I didn't have plenty of opportunities to date girls, right, all kinds of girls. So pretty soon I had to realize, maybe it's something that I'm doing, the way that I'm looking at relationships. Maybe I'm not giving my all in ways that I don't really understand my definition of relationships, right? So if some guy was talking like this to me, I would say, I get it. Let me just tell you. That may serve you, but that's not what you really want. You really want, trust me, you really want to get to this other side. You really want to get to this other side. You know, if that's something that you want some insights that will help, well, just send me an email at skip@skipmccord.com. Like I said, I'm very passionate about sharing the things in my life that I wasn't very good at, that I could not figure out, that I hung around people who couldn't figure it out, which really made it even worse, because we were so certain that all those other people were wrong and we were right, even though we weren't getting what we wanted, right? I love talking about those subjects more than anything else. Anyway, just an amazing woman, just a great friend, a supporter, team player, and just an amazing, amazing mother, which again, I get to enjoy such great kids. such a loving household, and I get to just put as many hours as I want, you know, providing for my family, which, you know, which is really important to me, as you know. But I get to just finally be clear to give to you guys too. So you guys are benefiting because I have such an amazing woman in my life, Carrie. So, honey, happy birthday. Thank you so much. And thank you guys for joining me and wishing her a happy birthday. Good morning, Dan. Feeling good today. Awesome. I'm glad you're feeling good today. All right. So the other thing I wanted to say is Colton. I've talked about Colton several times during this Morning Connection live video chat, and Colton is here every single day. He's 19 years old, and I talked about how I was introduced to this way of thinking and breaking it down and taking like a sport, like exercise, mental and emotional exercise, and how much it changed the direction of my life. And I was so thankful that I had a person who dragged me to a motivational seminar when I was 21 years old. And I tell Colton, this is the best decision that he's made at this age to be exposed to this kind of mental and emotional exercise every single day. And great for him for taking charge. He sent me a private message here on my Facebook page, and he talked about how he's not like his friends, he thinks differently, and he's so driven towards success. And he doesn't know how he's going to be successful, but he just has that burning desire inside. And I just want to tell Colton and those of you who feel that same way, that's a great place to be in, that hunger, that drive. Number one is not being like the rest of your friends. That's something that you should give up almost immediately, like being the rest, like the rest of your friends. I mean, let's just use, and I throw out these statistics, they're just generalities, right? Look, the people are the happiest, the most fulfilled, the most successful, be like 1 out of 10 people, right? And I think we can see that if you go to the grocery store and look around, see who's happy, who's driven, I mean, who you would peg as a winner, at the most, it's 1 out of 10. So you're in a select group when you become that happy, successful, fulfilled person, right? So you can't expect to just be thrown into a school or a work environment and find people who are movers and shakers who want the best out of life like you. That's not an expectation that you should have. You should almost celebrate your uniqueness and don't always look around and wonder why there aren't more people like you. It's your job to come to situations like this, taking advantage of the internet, finding people who think your thoughts, who speak your language, who are driven to the same level. There's 7 billion people on the planet. The internet has made live video chats like this available to all of us. You can be selective, and you can create that world for you outside of your immediate area. It isn't like the old days where you're just thrown and you're subjected to, you know, your family. We love our family, but, you know, are they taking us to the level? Are they speaking our language? Do they have the same aspirations? You know, we can't just be forced because that's the family that we were born into or at work or at school, all right? So you want to be connected this way rather than be connected to those people over there, right? So you might want to, that expectation of fitting in, of having more people like you, you might want to give that up right now, right? And I don't mean that negatively. That's just the way that it is. The sooner you learn that, Colton and everyone else, the better you'll be. That's number one. Number two, not knowing how you're going to be successful. That's okay. That's okay. It's that drive. Your mind is going to constantly search for the answers. You may, who knows? You know, Colton, you may have, within the year, you may have your online video chat here on Facebook and on Periscope. You know you have the tools for it right now. And here's the thing, Colton, even though you're 19 years old, you're ahead of most of the people in your circle. Good for you. And you don't have to be up to my level to do this. As long as there are people underneath you, that's all that matters. And then by stepping up every single day, trust me, if you were to challenge yourself, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I question myself sometimes if I'm good enough. First of all, release that. We're all going through the process. It's just what part of the process we are and how far we are. And just accept that, step up, I'll tell you, 365 days after 365 broadcasts, trust me, you will put your personal growth on hyperspeed, right? So looking for the answers by just having that angst inside, not knowing, it's okay. I don't know how this Morning Connection live video chat, how that's going to work out. I know I have plans on the impact I want to make, not only for you, your lives, and down the line, and also how it works into my business model. I don't know, but I can't expect to know every single answer as I start off on this journey, and neither can you. All you know is you're driven. Here's the third part of what you had to say about, you know, people not like you, people are not like you with the group you hang around. Two is being driven toward success and not knowing what you're going to be successful at. The third part I want to throw on there is that instead of just quote unquote being successful, if the foundation of your success, you want to add value to other people's lives. And that's the question. Well, how do I be successful at adding value to as many people's lives as humanly possible in the most effective and efficient ways? Think about that. Because if you are successful at helping people, whatever emotion they want, whatever emotion or pain that they want to avoid most, if you can solve that problem, you can do it on a massive scale. For example, you could do it one-on-one with your buddies, or like I said, you can have a live video chat like that and broadcast to hundreds, right? So don't just try to be successful. Success, and again, I don't want to create a definition. Consider this definition. Success is when I can provide so much value to other people. I can give them the pleasure they want. I can help them solve and soothe the pain that's in their heart. I can provide tremendous value to as many people as possible in the most effective and efficient ways possible. Right? That's the question. That would mean success to you. Then you can't help but it all being returned in your heart with the satisfaction that you say, I'm successful, right? Or, and the business, the options that it provides for you and your future family, Colton, and all the other people's lives you want to touch. So those are some things to think about. And also one more thing is that success is a continual process. I don't know too many successful people that go, I'm successful. Now, I kind of pick out other experts and I see what I can learn from them, who has a message, who's doing it well. And I understand that they have to step up and they have to present themselves like, I'm such an expert, right? And I get that because if they don't convince you that they're amazing at what they do, then you're not going to follow them. So maybe, but the point is, what you might not be getting, maybe next level thinking, is that whoever it is, they don't sit there and pat themselves on the back 24/7. I'm sure there are times that they really appreciate what they've accomplished, right? And they say, I'm successful. But each level of success that you're able to attain, it just opens your eyes up to even there's more and there's higher levels and there's more great things in life to enjoy, and you're not there yet. And if you achieve that, you'd be even more successful. So I don't know how many people who are quote-unquote successful, again, whatever the hell that means, that really totally believe that in every fiber, in every phase. So if that's your bullseye, just realize it may be constantly evolving and you may not actually hit it. The journey, the pleasure, the game, the challenge is getting closer and closer. Oh, I'm feeling, oh, it got away. I'm getting closer and closer. That may be the right mindset as you go on this journey, at least from my perspective, right? And some of the great mentors who I've had the privilege to spend some time with. So it's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. Now, I want to expand upon yesterday's Morning Connection topic, and that was to step up and take responsibility for both sides of the conversation. And a quick review yesterday, I talked about, you know, when I'm talking to a person, I don't just throw it out there and then hope they get it, right? I see this so many times in relations. I'm just being me. If they don't get me, then that's their problem, right? A true leader, someone who really wants the relationship to work, to really have a great, result, outcome for the two people, not just them, looking good, feeling good, staying protected from any looking bad, potential pain. I mean, the real true outcome is that the person they're having the conversation is to elevate both of you, that both of you benefit, that it's not really one-sided. It's truly for the benefit of both people, that conversation that you're having, right? Then why would you be okay that you just said it even though they didn't get it, right? Now, sometimes it doesn't matter how hard you try, the other person isn't going to get it. My thing that I wanted you to think about during yesterday's Morning Connection live video chat is that don't just throw it out there. There's always a way if you're committed. It may take you 22 different tries to communicate it, but if that's your real intent, what's really in your heart is that you want to elevate the both of you to a conversation. You can't quit, right? I mean, it's interesting in the fitness world. I see this all the time. When it comes to their fitness, when it comes to working out, there's no excuse. Whatever it takes, push everything aside. There's no excuse. It just takes this, this, and this. But when it comes to relationships, they say, You know, you could try just as much. You can try just as much in your relationship to communicate, no matter how hard-headed the other person is, how screwed up you think they are. There is a way, or wouldn't you rather go down swinging, trying as hard as you can, being as smart and as creative, if that's your true intent, is not just to look good, it's to elevate the both of you. Why can you, you know, no matter your genetics or time or energy, whatever, you find a way to work out, why can't you show that same determination to find a way to connect with the person, speak their language, and take responsibility for both sides of the conversation? A little quick tip, this is something that we can have our Morning Connection total the whole time period to this little point, but think about this. You wonder why the person is on your back, why they can't get you, why they're bugging you, and they can't just love you and connect with you on your terms. Well, they see your determination in other areas, how committed you are, how tenacious you are, how to get knocked down 9 times, get up the 10th time. Yet when it comes to them, you give it this shot. Well, I tried. It's their problem, right? Anyway, I talked about taking responsibility for both sides of the conversation, finding a way to get through, to communicate, or die trying, figuratively, right? Okay. Now, there was something else, and I want to tell you a quick story. When I was a freshman in high school, I remember I'm 13 years old, maybe even 12 at that time, and I remember a freshman history class. There was this kind of goofy teacher. I'm sure there's no way he can hear that radio. I won't say his name, right? Mr. A, right? And, you know, just kind of goofy. I mean, I remember at 13 years old not thinking this guy's stellar example of manhood and being a teacher, whatever, right? And who am I, though? What do I know? Well, but way back in the day, and you guys won't remember this, back when there was print magazines and things like that, the Sports Illustrated issue, the swimsuit model issue was like the biggest thing, especially for 12, 13-year-old boys going through puberty. I mean, that was like porn back in the day. I mean, right? Nothing like today where it's nothing, right? You can just scroll down your social media page, right, for any of that and more. And so I remember it was like, it was said Maui Wowie was the issue, right, because it was shot in Hawaii. And I remember him going, Maui Wowie, wow, I wish I was at Maui Wowie, right? Now, let me just tell you, as a stupid kid, I wasn't exposed. I mean, it seems silly, but I'm revealing my silliness to you because I'm doing it for a point. You know, I really didn't know about the island of Maui at that time. I mean, back in those days, Cheech and Chong was, the drug jokes and things like that, even though I had never tried Maui Wow or whatever, but they would say Maui Wow, right? So the only thing I knew about Maui at 12, 13 years old was Cheech and Chong, Maui Wowie, I guess that's a form of marijuana at that time or whatever, right? And so I remember looking at him, he'd like to be in Maui Wowie, and I just remember going, what an idiot, this guy's really a nerd or whatever, right? Well, I don't know how long later I'm thinking, you know, the joke's on me. I'm the idiot. He's talking about being on the island of Maui. Here's this grown adult who obviously is well educated enough to teach at a private school, even if it's freshman. Who the hell am I to have such arrogance to think he doesn't know what he's talking about? I didn't know what I was talking about. All right. Well, here's the point that I brought up with Wyatt. You know, I posted something on the internet. That's what stimulated this thought. And like I said, if I post something and it's not received well or people don't understand, I take responsibility that I could find another way, a better way, a more effective way to, you know, describe what I'm saying. I take that responsibility on myself. Now, there's another side of it too, right? So here's somebody that you respect. Here's somebody that you may not understand what he's saying, but you get a lot of the stuff he's saying. And you're bold enough to say, I don't get it. And I thought about that now here's the thing is some of you guys, you're not 13 anymore. You can't use that excuse. It's when somebody who you respect, who obviously who has achieved a lot and you don't get it, right? They've achieved a lot more than you. They've lived life a lot more than you. I mean, you're coming to their webpage, right? And when you don't get something, so think of all the different levels. Now, number one is you could read that statement 100 times if you were tenacious enough, and you can put the pressure on you to figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I respect this guy. I don't get what he's saying. Maybe it's, put the responsibility on you. Maybe you're not getting it, right? I better read this a couple hundred more times. Because it must be something that I'm not getting, okay? And I'm exaggerating maybe with 100 times. But the point is, I see this all the time. I see this all the time, like, on the internet, in the fitness world, right? Somebody goes, it's like some 20-year-old kid who's been training 6 whole months who's got it all down. And there's experts who are a lot more accomplished. And he's breaking down what they say and how to, like, what the hell does he know, right? And he's putting the pressure on the expert to say it for them just perfectly. And what they're at the beginning of the journey, I mean, what would that be to you? Instead of putting the pressure on themselves. So my question is, as you're seeking out information, as you're looking for that inspiration to take your life to the next level, and you found a credible source, I guess it's got to start there, right? And you don't get it. Are you trying one time, two times? When do you kind of give in and say, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about? I don't know. Have you ever even thought about that, right? Because you know what I hear on the internet all the time is that, oh, you got to watch out for people. They don't know what they're talking about. They're scammers. They're this, they're that. And I mean, unless the person knows more than them, I mean, what position are you to judge that? Are you putting a response? Well, you know, this guy seems like he knows what he's talking about. He seems to have a following. Maybe I'm not getting it. The question is, I just want to throw out there, as I talk about one part of taking responsibility for both sides of the conversation, my question is to you is, when do you give up on the expert? When do you make a judgment on if they're credible or not? Is it after one time of whether it hits you or not right at the beginning? Do you do it, give it 5 good shots, 5 half-ass attempts at it, 10? How tenacious are you on putting the responsibility on you when you don't get it, that it may be you? Something to think about, guys. So that's our morning connection for today. Thank you so much for joining us. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me what you found most valuable about our time together. Also, guys, send me an email. If you're bold enough, skip@skiplacour.com. I've got programs, whether it's bodybuilding training, man formation, leadership. Just tell me what you have found most valuable about this time. I'm going to hook you up in some way, shape, or form. I got programs that I've sold all over the world that I'm going to give you for free. Just go and give you the links to download them, like 11-hour, 13-hour audio seminar courses and workbooks. But just got to be bold and take charge of your own destiny. All right, guys. Have a great day. Have an outstanding day. Have an awesome day.